Do you, with Ronnie, how do you go back to Dante?
And start Tony Jones.
I did that on purpose.
Yeah, we'll start Dante again. Yeah, and, you know, different guys get a chance to play. And maybe not the guys that we thought at the beginning of the year would be playing as much, but that's, you know, that's where we are.
It's kind of what preseason's all about, right? You see different combinations, and you're kind of forced into it through injury.
Yeah, I mean, ideally you'd see combinations with those four guys in them. But, you know, that's – we want people to get healthy as quickly as they can, and it seems like we've been, you know, doing this for a little while, but, you know, that's part of it. And, you know, certainly, like you said, it is preseason, and health is paramount.
It was nice seeing Gordon out there getting some shots up and doing some work.
Yeah, you know, his situation is, you know, it's a matter of time. We just don't know how long. You know, some of those things we can't control how quickly you heal. But he's more than, you know, he's been doing that for so long. I didn't even know he was gone.
What's your sense on Derek and Rodney's?
I know he's gone during the games. What's that?
What's your sense on Derek and Rodney's injuries? Are they kind of things? Is it a precautionary measure that they're being held out?
Is yeah, this is hard for me, you guys, because I'm not a trainer or a doctor. So all I can really tell you is what I'm told as far as – so the Derek's got, you know, an inflammation of his IT band. How long that takes, I don't know. But I know it's got to get – less inflamed. I don't think it's anything that, you know, we're putting a long timetable on. So presumably, you know, with rest and treatment, that hopefully he'll be back sooner than later. But I don't have a timetable on that one. You know, Alex's situation, you know, he's been rehabilitating, you know, for a while. And I think the thing there is, you know, his body's ready. You know, everything's, his mind's ready. It's just putting it all together. And making sure that he's in a great place to be able to compete again and not have other things kind of surface as a result of that, whether it's soreness in his Achilles tendon or things like that. So, and Gordon's thing, obviously, we're familiar with. Rodney, Rodney's probably is, in my mind, the most precautionary in that he keeps kind of jamming that finger, and it started this summer. And you know, it could happen again, and it may be something he plays through in January. Maybe not. You know, it's hard to say how bad it is. You know, anybody, you've jammed a finger before. It's kind of like, first you think it's broken, and then it feels a little better, and then it turns purple the next day, and then you got to figure out, you know, how much better it is and how quickly it gets better. So those are, you know, that's kind of at least what, you know, my layman's terms, what I feel like is going on with our team. And, you know, everybody's doing everything they can to get these guys healthy.
Wanted to ask you about the three-point attempts you've taken so far, and you only made two last game. I mean, I know it's preseason, obviously, but is that something you want to trend more in the direction of taking?
Yeah,
more?
I mean, I think it's something we've been conscious of. You know, we want to make them, obviously. You know, our defense was like fifth in the league my first year at the end of training camp, and then we were like 28th after November. So maybe it's a good thing. And maybe we'll start the season hot from the three-point line. But I think some of it has to do with, you know, the cohesion on offense. And we haven't found ourselves. It may take us a while to find that. And we may start making and shooting more threes before that happens. But, you know, without Gordon, without Rodney, Alex is one of our three-point shooters. So, you know, we're finding out who wants to take them and who can take them. And I would anticipate that going up. How much it'll go up, you never can tell exactly. It's something we talk about and we work on, and I think we've seen it go up as a result of that. But if a guy comes down, you know, Joe had one the other night. We had an open look in transition, and I applauded it. You know, I try to make sure that even when we take them and we miss them, that we let them know that they're good shots, because I think sometimes our guys, any player, you want to make them, but some of it has to do with confidence. And you know, you can point to a coach and say he inspires them with confidence, but I'm only so inspirational. So guys got to want to shoot them, and I think we will want to more and more. We're just kind of figuring out where they come. You know, you're not able to anticipate when they're coming as much.
How about Trey Lyles and his ability to really be a pure stretch four? What have you seen from him?
He's really, in contrast maybe to the rest of our team, I think he's really hunting his shot, which right now I'd like to. It's part of he knows how we feel about him taking good ones, but he shoots it with confidence, and you feel like it's going to go in. I think he thinks it's going to go in, so I think it's part of his identity. We think he can be more than just a shooter, and really sometimes when we think of just a pure stretch four, those guys, we kind of excuse them on the defensive end, and he knows he doesn't get that pass, so I've been pleased with how he's guarded too. He's worked at it, and he's put time in it with a shot, and I think as a result he's confident shooting.
Joe Johnson said he was getting more and more comfortable. Do you want to see out of him this next three preseason games?
More and more comfortable. the thing about Joe is it's that process is going to occur, because of the way he approaches the game. He knows what we want. He cares. I mean, the care factor. He's quiet in some situations, and he's also got a big personality in other situations, which I think is a good thing for our team. He's got a really subtle sense of humor that I don't always get to experience it as the head coach, but I think he knows who he is and is confident, and those things will just come in time. I think he knows that too.
What about looking at Rudy? He's really seemed to come into his own.
Mm-hmm.
How much of that has to do with obviously the off-season prep that he's been doing, but his relationship with Boris and Boris giving him some pointers?
Frankly, Rudy's off-season preparation has been plain, and I think recently he's become more focused on kind of his immediate skill development, and I think he's gaining confidence in himself. Look at the free throws, for instance. That needs to continue, and then I think Boris does have an impact on him. I think there's a Rudy can any young player that's in a new situation, you can get going really fast, and Boris has a little bit of a calming effect on him, and he's not telling him what to do every minute. I think Boris is part of it. Boris has a good feel. He's not you have an overbearing big brother that's not allowing you to grow, and then you have somebody that has a kind of knows things before you know them. And I think that's the way I would characterize that.
You gave Dante a chance to guard Jamal Crawford at the end of the last game and did well with that situation. Yeah. What do you think? Why did you do that? And then where does he come out in terms of like being a stopper on this team?
Well, everybody else is hurt. So, we weren't able to do that. I think we saw him, his ability to defend the ball, because that's who he guarded, before last year. And now you're seeing, with size, that he's equally capable of defending other positions on the floor. I mean, I think he can guard 1 through 3. I wouldn't just qualify it to the 2 position. He looks more like other 2 guards from the height standpoint, which is one of the reasons he's really good on the ball. But it's something we have confidence in him doing. That was, I wouldn't say that play surprised anybody, but it was a unique play. Jamal Crawford's hit that. After we fouled him, just figured he'd make the game-winning 3 again. Maybe we'd get it out of our system in preseason.
A year or 2 last April, right? So
yeah, no, he's. I feel like he's hurt me my whole life.